Lake Effect continues now on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North. If clothes make the man, it stands to reason that they make the woman too, maybe even more so. But where does it all end? Lake Effect essayist Carrie Carlson finds herself on a slippery slope.
After a romp through Trader Joe's with my friend Denise, she says, "Let's check out that shoe store across the street." "Sure," I say. "I haven't bought any shoes for more than 3 years. Maybe it's time." Full disclosure, I can't afford my bunions, flat feet, and crooked toes, so my shoes go the same way as my cars. I wear them until they fall apart. I drive my cars until my mechanic says, "Carrie, it's time to look for something else." It's quiet at the shoe store. Denise and I have the full attention of the salesperson who shows us a parade of modestly priced shoes. Denise buys 2 pair. Not wanting to leave empty-handed, I up the ante and try on the only ones that might accommodate my misshapen feet. I whine about the price of the German-made shoes, but the salesperson counters with, "Looks like you have champagne feet on a beer budget." She read my mind. While I dither over a gorgeous pair of sandals that will require a second mortgage on my home, Denise finds a purse. Then she finds an identical purse for me in a different color, but hides the price and refuses to let me see the tag. At this point, we need a timeout. Instead, we leave with 3 pair of shoes and 2 purses. When we go to brunch the next morning, we dress in jeans, our new shoes, and complete our outfits with those matching purses. This is my high-end Fancy Nancy, the best I can do. At the restaurant, 4 women call us over and say, "You two are so chic and edgy. Love the purses and the shoes." We high-five. That was a first. We're hot. Now what? Do I need a pedicure? I can't reveal those gnarly toes when I wear those she-she sandals. If I get a pedicure, I'd better get a manicure. I suppose I should get my hair cut at a salon instead of cutting it myself. Well, then, I would need to buy makeup, blush, eyeshadow, mascara, and whatever else women smear on their faces to upgrade their appearance. Better yet, I'll get a facelift. And as long as I'm under the knife, I'll add a tummy tuck. I'll take my enhanced body to the mall to buy more shoes and some designer clothes to complement my new stylish look. I'll consult Harper's Bazaar and Vogue and Google Anna Wintour. She knows how to wear color. I wonder what Denis Diderot would say. In 1769, he wrote an essay entitled "Parting with My Old Dressing Gown." He wrote a fictional account of receiving a gift, a silk scarlet dressing gown that looked out of place among the well-worn furniture in his study. He discarded his beloved tattered gown and began replacing chairs, bookshelves, rugs, everything that now appeared shabby next to the gown. He became its slave because his possessions had to reflect the quality of that elegant silk scarlet dressing gown. Does an aging hippie need a makeover to wear Fancy Nancy shoes? My limited fashion sense tells me not to wear white tennis shoes with black dress pants. But do I need a designer wardrobe to live up to my hand-stitched German-made shoes and hot pink designer purse? At brunch, I spill coffee down the front of my carefully selected outfit. Denise bites into an eggy croissant sandwich, and runny yolk squirts down the front of her white tee and drips onto her jeans. We were once chic and edgy. 20 minutes ago, we had our 15 minutes. It felt good. As for those gnarly toenails, please don't look.
Lake Effect essayist Carrie Carlson is a freelance writer, outdoor guide in the West and overseas, and a former environmental educator. She lives in Milwaukee. And that's all the time we have today. I'm Bonnie North. Thanks again, as always, for tuning in. We're looking forward to having you join us again tomorrow and every weekday morning at 10 for Lake Effect from listener-supported 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Stay tuned. Fresh Air comes your way next. It's 11 o'clock. Thank you.